ريف القصير هنا حيث كانت الاشتباكات خلال الساعات الماضية.
The Syrian conflict is now in its third year. Since the beginning of the crisis, Damascus has repeatedly accused the West and its regional allies, including Qatar, Saudi Arabia and Turkey, of supporting and arming insurgent groups, causing havoc inside the country.
نحن الآن أمام حالة حرب بكل ما تحمله الكلمة من معنى. نحن الآن نصب عدوانا خارجيا شرسا بشكل جديد، وهذا النوع من الحروب هو أشد فتكا وأكبر خطرا من الحروب التقليدية، لأنها لا تستخدم أدواتها لضربنا، بل تجيرنا نحن لتنفيذ مشاريعها. تستهدف سوريا عبر حفنة من السوريين وكثير من الأغراب.
Information Minister Omran al-Zoabi said rebels fired a rocket containing poison gases at the town of Khan al-Asal, southwest of Aleppo.
Who paid the price of those weapons in Qatar or any other country and smuggled them to Syria is politically, legally and ethically responsible for this crime and should be punished, whether he was an emir or prime minister or anyone in the world.
The attack left 25 people dead and many more injured. In April 2013, US lawmakers called for direct military intervention in Syria amid allegations against Damascus that it was using chemical weapons, not the insurgents. Some have even proposed that Washington should bomb Syrian air bases with cruise missiles.
We could use Patriot missiles, Patriot batteries and cruise missiles to take out their air and to supply the resistance with weapons.
A bomb blast targeted the Iman Mosque in Damascus, leaving dozens of worshippers dead, including the top Sunni cleric, Muhammad Said Ramadan al-Bouti. The bombing has all the hallmarks of extremist groups and Al-Qaeda offshoots. Since March 2011, tens of thousands of people, including women and children, have been killed in the violence in Syria. Atrocities carried out by foreign-backed insurgents have taken a heavy toll on civilians and displaced thousands of families. Washington has time and again announced its support for militants fighting the Syrian government.
You know, I'm very pleased that we are going to be continuing to work in the coming months to try to further support the Syrian opposition and we'll be closely coordinating our strategies to bring about a more peaceful resolution to the Syrian crisis.
The situation is worsening in Syria, where terrorist attacks on civilians continue to claim lives. Al-Qaeda has now officially announced its presence in the war. The Al-Nusra Front says it's a branch of the terrorist organization fighting alongside other insurgents.
هذه بيعة من أبناء جبهة النصرة ومسؤولهم العام.
The front has received financial and political support, as well as weaponry, from its foreign backers. In the latest of the developments regarding Syria, the Arab League has allowed its members to offer the armed opposition all the arms it needs for what it calls self-defense. The seeds of blind extremism are gradually being sown in Syria with the deliberate intention of plunging the country deeper into crippling chaos and stifling anarchy. The latest shocking video to emerge from Syria shows a militant commander carving out the internal organs of a dead soldier and proceeding to eat them in front of the camera. Another shocking video shows a child who is commanded by the foreign-backed Al-Qaeda militants in Syria to behead a pro-Assad supporter. This is the nature of sickening violence that Western governments have been sponsoring in Syria for more than 2 years. A recent video published online shows the bodies of a number of civilians who were murdered by the Al-Nusra Front alongside Queek River in Aleppo province. The group is blacklisted as a terrorist organization by the US. The Al-Nusra Front is considered to be the most organized armed opposition force in Syria. Since November 2011, the front has claimed nearly 600 attacks, ranging from more than 40 suicide attacks to small arms and improvised explosive device operations. Though the United Nations Security Council has a sanctioning committee specifically for Al-Qaeda, there's still no clear response from the UN to a Syrian request to sanction the terror group the Al-Nusra Front, which has pledged allegiance to Al-Qaeda.
Well, the United Nations views all parties to the conflict who are using military means to achieve their goals as fighting a futile battle. There is no military victory available in Syria. People continue to die and the violence must stop.
And the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
3 years into the Syrian conflict, some Western countries are still talking about arming the insurgents.
Britain is pushing for more flexibility in the EU arms embargo. And we will double non-lethal support to the Syrian opposition in the coming year.
However, the rise of the insurgents, especially those of Nusra Front, has sounded the alarm in the region and the West. The very same insurgents they've been arming have now become so much of a threat to their supporters.
None of us have any interest in seeing more lives lost, in seeing chemical weapons used, or extremist violence spreading even further.
What I did say is there are greater guarantees now that the weapons are being transferred to moderate and to directly the Syrian opposition. There's never a full guarantee.
Press TV's bureau chief, Hossein Morteza, has recently traveled to Al-Qusair countryside, recounting what's going on there.
This is Al-Qusair countryside. It has gone through a catastrophic era during the imposed war on Syria. Those villages, particularly the ones located on the western bank of the Orontes River, play a significant role in the transfer of arms and militants into the countryside of homes. This is because it is coterminous with Lebanon from two sides, one from northern Bekaa and another from Khalid Valley and Tal Kalash. The area has acted as a major transit point for an influx of weapons and fighters to Syria in the past 2 years. Some of the inhabitants of those villages are Lebanese nationals. Their story began 100 years ago when a number of families from Bekaa possessed large areas of land in the borderline villages and the rest of the families worked for them. After the Sykes-Picot Agreement in 1916, the Syrian-Lebanese border was marked. Lebanese citizens working in agriculture settled on Syrian soil, got married, and have lived there ever since. These Lebanese citizens inhabit around 20 villages scattered to the east and west of the Orontes River. All those villages are located in the Al-Qusair district of Homs province. According to statistics from the governorate, their total population is estimated around 30,000, distributed among more than 2,000 families. Most of them are either farmers or cattle growers. Since the outbreak of the Syrian crisis, armed groups have been formed in Al-Aqsar countryside simultaneously with the arrival of armed individuals from various Arab countries. Soon after, assault operations and the killings of villagers commenced, leading to the displacement of thousands from the villages located to the west of the Orontes River. As a result of such atrocities, all those villages have been transformed into camps and bases for the Al-Nusra Front. Because they're flanked by Jizya area and Bekaa's projects, they're being considered training centers and field hospitals for militants before they are deployed in Syria via illegal passages located along the length of Lebanon's eastern mountains, Al-Aqsar area, reaching Tal Kalash. Tens of thousands of children have been caught in the crossfire on both sides of the border. Later, armed groups started attacking villages in Al-Hormel area inside Lebanon, turning the area into a veritable battlefield. It was time for decisive action to put an end to the violence and prevent a spillover. The decision was a military operation to be carried out by the Syrian army and the popular committees on the west of the Orontes River and Al-Aqsar town, while the targets were creating a buffer zone between Lebanese borders and the western countryside of Al-Aqsar that connects the area with the international highway between Damascus and Homs and eventually the Syrian coast, and cutting off the supply route to armed groups. The initial target was Prophet Mandu's Hill in the west of Al-Aqsar town. It overlooks the eastern and western Al-Aqsar countryside, including the town and the Syrian-Lebanese borders from Tal Kalash to Jizya, passing through the Orontes Basin. In a targeted onslaught, they took all armed groups and Al-Nusra Front fighters by surprise. The vanguard of the Syrian army approached the outskirts of Prophet Mandu's Heights via the Damascus-Homs Highway. Rows of infantry, preceded by engineering units, started dismantling various bombs at the entrances of villages and towns prior to storming Prophet Mandu's Hill. They applied new military tactics. This time, the Syrian army embarked on a surprise attack using special missions units, dealing with each target separately and eventually managing to take control of this strategic height. We arrive in the town of Qadesh. We can't help but notice traces of fierce fighting across the city. This used to be a police station, reduced to a heap of rubble by the armed groups. Whoever controls Prophet Mandu's Height has an advantage over the other side and controls the battle, because they can dominate the main and peripheral supply routes in the area. The most important is they cut off the route and prevent any contact between the armed groups along Lebanese borders to Khalid Valley. And that's exactly what happened this time.
هذه المنطقة التي شهدت اشتباكات عنيفة بين الجيش السوري والمجموعات المسلحة حيث كانت تتواجد في هذه الأماكن كما نتابع هذه التلة الاستراتيجية تلة النبي مندو التي كانت تتحصن فيها المجموعات المسلحة والتي استطاع الجيش السوري أن يعيد السيطرة عليها بالطبع هذه التلة تشرف على بعض الطرقات وصولا إلى الساحل لذلك كان هناك مواجهات عنيفة في هذه المنطقة وأثار الاشتباكات واضحة كما نتابع من خلال هذا الدمار
We start moving from one town and village to the others in the area, the strategic village of Abel. Given its proximity to the international highway linking Damascus to Homs, it was liberated by the Syrian army in a quick military operation, despite the powerful fight put up by the Al-Nusra Front, marking the beginning of the army's advancement towards the western side of Al-Aqsar countryside. That's because the village itself is connected to Al-Sa'ir town and from there towards the Lebanese borders, in particular the Orsal area, shifted into an advanced base to provide the armed groups with weapons and fresh fighters. The Syrian army advanced in a coordinated way. Surprise was the most important element in the battle. The army's tactics this time were not classic. The armed groups thought the battle would commence with the arrival of the Syrian armored vehicles. Therefore, they planted mines on all the routes leading to the villages. Engineering units started dismantling the roadside bombs and mines under a fiery cover, paving the way for the special operations units to advance, a tactical move that left the armed groups in utter chaos. Such events continued to unfold as we moved from one village to another. After Abel, we went to Al Redwaniya. The streets and alleyways recount the reality of the clashes that took place here. The army's fortifications are readily noticeable. Tunnels that connect houses. They use them to move around safely. Behind each house, they dug one or more tunnels.
هذا احد الانفاق داخل المنازل والذي يمتد الى خارج الطريق ومن ثم الى بعض المنازل من الجهه الاخرى التي شاهدناها قبل قليل. هذا النفق هنا تحت الشارع ومن ثم يمتد الى المنطقه من الجهه الثانيه حيث يتنقل المسلحون بداخله ولا يمكن معرفة حركة تنقلهم، وهذا يدل على الدقة التي كان يعمل بها المسلحون هنا في هذه المنطقة.
The devastation caused by the combat here speaks of the magnitude and intensity of it. Before they retreated from the city, the armed groups set fire to the people's homes. We leave Al Redwaniya and head for Al Borhaniya. The houses there doubled as semi-military spots. The militants forced the residents to leave the village and confiscated all their belongings. Burnt-up buildings line the streets, and government buildings are no exception. These are the municipality and the main school buildings used by the armed groups. It was from the classrooms in this school that the militants would open fire on the civilians passing on the streets below. The streets were deserted. Moving from one place to another would mean bending forward and running in order to avoid sniper fire.
نحن الآن في منطقة البرهانية في ريف القصير. كما تتابعون هذه بعض الأنفاق التي حفرها المسلحون والتي كانوا يتحصنون بداخلها. الآن عمليا قام الجيش السوري والدفاع الوطني بتنظيف هذه الأنفاق كانت تمتد إلى بعض الطرقات ومن ثم يتحصن فيها المسلحون.
The outskirts of Al-Qusair town reached their critical moment by cleaning up those villages considered vital for the armed groups to reach homes. The scenes of the battle have changed dramatically, particularly the battle that reached the gates of Al-Qusair town. The town of Al-Sakraja has also been the scene of all-out war. The buildings here, especially the main school, were a safe haven for huge numbers of Al-Nusra Front fighters. There are farmlands around the entrance of the village. The armed groups did not allow the farmers to reap what they had sowed. Instead, they forced them out of the village and confiscated everything they had.
هذه بداية بلدة سقرجة كما تتابعون تم تنظيفها من الجيش السوري والدفاع الوطني والآن أصبحت تحت سيطرة الجيش السوري وهذا المدخل الرئيس لهذه البلدة والتي كانت تعتبر كذلك معقل رئيس للمجموعات المسلحة لأنها أقرب إلى بلدات القصير وقريبة كذلك تعتبر من بلدات غرب العاصي.
The tunnels are the most outstanding feature of these villages. They run several meters under the roads and houses and lead up to the farms.
هذا كذلك أحد الأنفاق الذي يمتد إلى منطقة أخرى وتحت المنازل كان يستخدمها المسلحون.
The most strategic area here is the town of Ain al-Tanur. It possesses water pumps that provide the homes and Hama governorates with water. All this area was under the armed group's control. They threatened several times to cut off the water supply to the more than 4 million Syrian citizens. Ain al-Tanur fell in less than 24 hours. That's what one of the popular committee's volunteers stationed at al-Ridwaniya and al-Sukraja villages told me. While the combing process by the Syrian army continues, we reach al-Nahriya village, the last one near the Orontes River. The village used to accommodate a large number of al-Nusra fighters who fired several rockets into Lebanese territories. After cleaning up al-Nahriya, the armed group's last stronghold in the west of the Orontes River, this side became secured and arrangements have been in progress for a decisive battle to liberate Alexer.
هذه هي بساتين النهرية. هذه المنطقة كانت تتواجد هنا المجموعات المسلحة. الآن أصبحت كليا تحت سيطرة الجيش السوري والدفاع الوطني وتعتبر آخر بلدة من مناطق غرب العاصي. الآن كل منطقة غرب نهر العاصي كلها أصبحت تحت سيطرة الجيش السوري وأصبحت مناطق آمنة حيث كانت تتواجد هنا فيها المجموعات المسلحة.
Abu Huri, a town named frequently in the media and considered by the armed groups as a formidable fortress. From here, they issued several threats. It was the scene of a bloody confrontation with the army.
داخل بلدة أبو حوري، هذه المنطقة التي كانت تتحصن فيها المجموعات المسلحة، هذا هو الساتر الترابي الذي شهد مواجهات عنيفة حيث كانت قد قالت المجموعات المسلحة أنها تسيطر على هذه المنطقة وهنا كانت تدور الاشتباكات في هذه المنطقة التي كانت تتواجد فيها هذه المجموعات المسلحة الآن أصبحت كليا تحت سيطرة الجيش السوري.
The armed groups stopped at nothing in forcing the residents to leave their town.
هذا بيت أنا يا خي، هي هويتي، اسمي علي سليمان حمدان أنا وأمي اسمها شمسي خضور من أبو حوري، من قرية أبو حوري، مواليد أبو حوري. أنا ربيت هون أنا وعائلتي وأهلي وجدي هون.
هاي بيوتكم؟
هاي بيوتنا هون، أخذوها وغصب عنا تحت قوة السلاح لأن بس مؤيدين لهالدولة.
هن كانوا يتواجدون،
هن كانوا يتواجدوا في بيوتنا، أخذوها مقرات لألين.
هذا الساتر اللي صارت عليه المواجهة،
هذا الساتر اللي صارت عليه مواجهة بيني وبين
أهالي المنطقة.
أهالي المنطقة، عرفت كيف؟ نحن هجرونا من بيوتنا وضحكونا ومن شان بس لأننا نحن مع هالدولة.
The scars of the clashes are obvious here and tunnel digging is still happening. The city is not too far. That is what a military source told us. The clashes have concentrated on the eastern Al-Buwaitha city, where groups of armed men are stationed. The battles have not been confined to these areas. The Syrian army started its operations to reach other towns and villages to the east of the Orontes River. After its forces managed to tighten the grip on Alexer, boosted confidence and high morale were two decisive factors in the battle. We will continue our coverage and bring you the latest developments as and when they unfold.